Show them to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Pekudei. That is Perek Lamates, Pasuk Chaf Beis. And when Vayakal Pekudei is a double Parsha, this is actually the sixth Aliyah of Vayakal Pekudei. And we're in the middle of learning about Betzalel, Aholiyav, and his team making the Big Day Kahuna. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayases Me'il Eifayd, and they made the Me'il of the Eifayd, Maase Oireg, work of a weaver, Kleil Tcheles, completely out of blue wool, Upiya Me'il Basoichai, Kefi Sachra, and the opening of the Me'il was folded inside like the opening of a suit of armor. Safa Lefiv, Saviv, it had to have a border all around its opening. Loi Karea, it's not allowed to be torn. Vayasu al Shulei HaMe'il, and they made on the hem of the Me'il, Rimayne Tcheles Vargamim Telashani Mashzar, pomegranates made out of blue, purple, and scarlet wool, all twisted. Vayasu Pamayne Zahav Tahar, and they made bells of pure gold. Vayetnu Esa Pamayne Besoich Rimayim, and they placed the bells among the pomegranates, al Shulei HaMe'il Saviv, all around the hem of the Me'il, Besoich Rimayim, among the pomegranates. It's Pamayin Remain, Pamayin Remain, a bell and a pomegranate, bell and a pomegranate, Al Shulei HaMe'il Saviv, on the hem of the Me'il all around, L'Shares, to serve, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayasu as a Kosnois Sheish, Masi Areg, and they made the Kutainas out of linen, the work of a weaver, La'aron Ulbanov, for Aaron and his sons. This is not only for the Kohen Gadol, this is also for the regular Kehanim. Ve'es HaMitznefes Sheish, and the Mitznefes was made out of linen, Ves Pa'arei HaMikba'es Sheish, and the splendor of the hats made out of linen, Ve'es Michnasei Habad, Sheish Mashzar, and the linen mechnasayim made out of twisted linen. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafches. What exactly is this word, Pa'arei HaMikba'is? Rashi tells us, Tiferes HaMikba'is, HaMikba'is, HaMifoy Arois, the splendid hats. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Chaftes, Veso Avnit, and the belt, Sheish Mashzar, made out of twisted linen, Uscheles Vargamim Telashani Masir Roikim, and also blue wool, purple wool, and scarlet wool, the work of an embroiderer, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayasu es tzitz nezer hakodesh zahav tar, and they made the tzitz, the holy crown, out of pure gold. Vayichtivu olav, and they wrote on it, michtav pituch echaisam, it was written like the engraving of a signet, kodesh la Hashem, the words kodesh la Hashem. Vayitnu olav psil tcheles, and they put on it a string of tcheles, lases ala mitznefes umala, to put on the mitznefes from above, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Now in this very long Rashi, and pasuk lamed aleph, Rashi just goes into detail describing how exactly the tzitz was tied on his forehead and how it fit with the mitznefes which was placed on his head. And now the Chumash tells us, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vatechel kol avodas Mishkan Oil Moed, and all the work of the Mishkan, the Oil Moed, was completed. Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, Kachol Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, Kain Asu, and the Bnei Yisrael did all like Hashem had commanded Moshe, so they did. Vayviu as HaMishkan al Moshe, they brought the Mishkan to Moshe. Let's pause right now and take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayviu as HaMishkan, they brought the Mishkan to Moshe. Shalai HaYuchan Lakima, they weren't able to set up the Mishkan. Ulefi Shalai HaSa Moshe Shemalach HaMishkan, since Moshe didn't actually do any work for the construction of the Mishkan, Yiniach LaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKamasei, Hashem left the setting up of the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalai HaYuchan Lakima Shom Adem Achmas Kevet HaKrashim, no one was actually able to set up the Mishkan because the beams were way too heavy. She'en Koich Badem Muzakfan, no one had the strength to actually pick them up. UMoshe Midai, however, Moshe was the one that set it up. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe said to Hashem, Eich efsher hakamasei al-yedei adam? How is it that a man is going to be able to set this up? Amar Lo Hashem told him, Asoik atab yadecha, you should involve yourself in trying to set up the Mishkan, v'nir kim kimay, and it's going to look like you actually set it up. V'hu niska fakame elav, but it actually set itself up. V'zehu shenemar, that's what it says in the pasuk, Hukam ha-Mishkan, the Mishkan was set up. Hukam me'elav, it was set up on its own. Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, this is a Medrash Tanchuma. Let's go back to Chumash in the middle of Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So what did they bring to Moshe? As the oil of called Kalev, the oil and all of its Kalim, cross of Kurashev, Brichav, Ve'amudav, Va'adonav, its hooks, its beams, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets. Ves Mechse Aris Ha'elim Hame'adamim, and the cover of the red dyed ram skins. Ves Mechse Aris Hatchashim, and the cover of the Tachash skins. Ves Brechas Hamasach, and the Brechas that was used as a screen. Es Arain Ha'edis Ves Badov, the Arain and its poles. Ves Hakapiris, and the lid. Es Ashachan Ves Kol Kele Ves Lechem Upanim, the Shulchan and all of its utensils, and the Lechem Upanim. Es Hamanaira Hatara, Es Nehar Seha, the Pier Menaira and its lamps. Neris Hamaracha, Ves Kol Keleha, the lamps of the arrangement, and all of its implements. The Ace Shemen Hamar, and the oil for the menorah itself, Vez Mizbach Azov, and the golden Mizbach, Vez Shemen HaMishcha, and the Shemen HaMishcha, Vez Ketaris HaSamim, and the Ketaris, Vez Masach Pesach HaOil, and the screen of the entrance of the oil, Es Mizbach HaNechashas, the copper Mizbach, Vez Michbar HaNechashas HaSherloi, and its copper netting, Es Badev, is called Kalev, its poles, and all of its Kalim, Es HaKiyar, Vez Kanoi, the Kiyar, and its base, Es Kaliyah Chatzer, Es Amudeha, Vez Adoneha, the curtains of the courtyard, its pillars, and its sockets, Vez HaMasach HaShara Chatzer, and the screen of the entrance to the chatzar, esmei sarav v'isei seha, its ropes and its pegs, ve'es kol klei avayis hamishkan la'oil ma'id, and all of the kalim of the service of the mishkan for the oil ma'id, as beit ha'asrad sharas ba'kodesh, these beit ha'asrad, again, these were the coverings of all the different kalim when they were being moved around, as beit ha'kodesh la'aron ha'kayin, the holy garments for Aaron ha'kayin, as beit ha'vanav l'chayin, and the garments of his sons to be kohanim, k'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kain asu b'nei Yisrael, like everything Hashem had commanded Moshe, so the b'nei Yisrael did, Eis kol avoda, all of the work. Vayar Moshe es kol amalacha, and Moshe saw all of the work. Vihine asu oisa, and behold, they did it. Kasher tziv Hashem, kain asu, just like Hashem had commanded, so they did. Vayavarech oisa Moshe, and Moshe blessed them. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk mem gimel. Vayavarech oisa Moshe, Moshe blessed them. Amar lahem, he told them, Yihi ratzon shetishra shechina b'maaseh yedeichem, may the shechina rest in the work of your hands. Vihinayim Hashem lakeinu aleinu, the pleasantness of Hashem our Lord should be upon us. U'maaseh yedeinu, v'hu echad me'echad asar mizmarim shebetfilah l'Moshe, and this is one of the 11 mizmarim, one of the 11 kapitel chatilim that start out with tefillah l'Moshe. And with this, we conclude the fourth aliyah in Parshas Pekudei and the sixth aliyah when Vayakal Pekudei is together. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.